In the first Eucharistic prayer, after the consecration, the priest says, "To us also your servants, who through sinners hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with your life, bless them, and bestow them upon us." Today we remember two of those saints we just heard mentioned and invoked for us, Felicity and Perpetua. They were women in the late 3rd century and were martyred for their faith. One was 8 months pregnant, who just gave birth before she was martyred. 2 days, in fact, I think. The other one had a 1-year-old child, if that, whom she was nursing. These women of faith, one who was enslaved and one who was married to a man who was not a Christian, what we would call and called back then a pagan, were women who were persecuted unjustly for being Christian. And in that persecution of the early church, which happened over several centuries, people who were vulnerable were persecuted, imprisoned, and in this case separated from their children, and then horribly executed. In this case, in Carthage, they were brought out for the so-called games where they were mauled by animals. In fact, in a bizarre game, as it were, there was a rabid cow that was set among them. This is a horrific and unforgivable action done by people who were being cruel. But these two women are saints. Not just because they were martyred, but because they showed example of holding into faith and trying to convert others. They were bringing other people into the church by their example and by their ministering to them, even from their positions of lowliness. One as a woman who, even though she had some wealth, really was not able to direct it always the way she wanted to. The other one who was enslaved and was not able to direct anything at all. These two women showed an example of love of Christ so strong that they are incorporated into the Mass, counted among with the apostles, counted among with St. Stephen, the first martyr, counted among the three popes who came after Peter. These women show us that power does not flow from force, but from righteousness. Though they were not able to save their lives, their eternal lives were saved by God because of their baptism. And those who were on the way to baptism, those three men who were imprisoned with them, catechumens, were also considered martyrs, though not celebrated today. And having received what we would call the baptism by fire. In this case, a baptism due to their martyrdom. Today, there are many examples of people who don't have power, who do not have the ability to direct their lives. Of course, we think of all those who have died since October 7th in Israel and Palestine. those who are held hostage, those who are imprisoned in Gaza, those who are starving, those who are under the fear of even more violence to come, and those in other parts of Israel, the Golan Heights, Lebanon, and the West Bank, who are fearful of more violence. Just today, I'm recording this on Wednesday, two sailors off the coast of Yemen were killed when their ship was fired upon by a missile. It doesn't matter what the faith of any of these people is, whether they were not people of faith, whether they are Muslim or Christian or Jewish. They do not deserve to die to suffer this violence. They do not deserve to be under fear of starvation, of malnutrition, of the lack of medical care. None of this should happen. In some cases, we can't direct this. In some cases, we can't end wars. The war in Ukraine has gone on for 2 years now, and hopefully it will end soon, but it does not appear to be a decisive victory on one side or the other, and so a negotiated ceasefire may have to be brought about, which requires people to disagree and yet come to an agreement. That's not an easy thing to do. We pray for peace. We pray that people will set aside their egos and set conditions for peace in Ukraine and in Gaza. We ask God to intervene to prevent any more violence, any more missile attacks, any more bombings, any more shootings, any more acts of violence in either of these two parts of the world and around the world. Around the world, there is violence. There is violence in our city. There is violence in our streets, in our nations. And there is violence in every part of the world. And yet, we can stop it if we act and work together. First of all, we must have an attitude of humility. And then we must have an attitude of listening and a desire for dialogue and a desire to intervene against those actors who are causing violence. Pope Francis has often spoken using the phrase more recently, war no more, no more war. Over the times that I've been giving these reflections, you've heard me quote Bono from U2, Paul Hewson, as his given name is, who grew up in Belfast in the violence of the Troubles. And as a child, he saw violence, even a bombing from a car bomb. And often when he sang the song Bloody Sunday towards the end of it, the refrain he had was, war no more, no more war. It's not often you get a pope quoting a rock singer, though I'm not sure that Pope Francis quite knows that song as well as I do. 40 years ago, that song was written and recorded, more than 40 years ago. Violence still happens. We still must act against violence, and we must pray for the intervention of our saints today for a more peaceful world. These women wanted a more peaceful world. They found that peace in Christ, and their love of Christ, they thought they might be able to transform the world by their actions, or at least their part of the world. And they did, because they are helping us through the prayers of the Mass, through their prayers for us, and today especially when we call upon them to intervene for an end to violence, a continuing end to the violences that happen throughout the world. Let us call on Felicity and Perpetua for peace.